Hello everyone, welcome back to the LSV podcast. If you're new here, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Lesedi Sarama and I'm your one and only host. Today I am joined by Lamelo Sarama as well as Katlego Sarama, who are both my... Oh, yay! I forgot she goes by... I mean, she is Katlego Verni now because she's married. And also, I'm sure you guys are familiar with her because she's been on a podcast episode before. This is actually Tlamelo's first podcast episode, so I am popping her podcast cherry. And that's on period. But anyway, I would like for you guys to introduce yourself. So, Katlego, go first because you're the oldest. Just tell us about who you are, what you do. Even though the podcast already knows you, basically introduce yourself and tell us what the theme of your life is right now.
Hi. I am Katlego Verni, as she's already mentioned. Okay, I'm not sure theme of the life right now. Yes, I've been here before. It's good to be here again. But yeah, theme of my life right now, I'm not sure, but I'm just, yeah, riding along because we're dealing with a pandemic, so I'm surviving a pandemic.
Period. Tlamelo.
Hi, Tlamelo Sarama here, the city's older sister. Theme, I have no theme. I'm just taking it a day at a time. We'll figure it out as it goes.
Mm-hmm. Same here. Retweet. As I already mentioned, they are both my sisters, so naturally we have the same parents. So the question I want to pose to both of you guys is, at what moment did you look at your parents as not godlike human beings that have all the answers to all of your questions? Because I've had an episode like this before where I explained how, like, the moment I realized, okay, my parents are normal human beings the way that I am, and they see mistakes and they see the world that I may be seeing the world as right now. So when was that moment for you, and what made you realize that, oh, these are human beings like me?
I don't really have to go first because I'm the oldest. Anybody can pick.
Yeah, true story. Tlamelo?
I've never seen my parents as godlike. I don't know.
I've also not yet seen them as normal human beings, so...
Wait, no, but you're saying two different things.
No, She's never seen them as godlike.
You've never seen them as normal human beings.
Hold on.
Okay, yeah, go.
So what are they then between God and human?
Hmm?
But are they between God and human, is what you're saying?
I guess.
They're people.
Yeah.
Who make their own mistakes.
Yeah.
But have you, growing up, seen them as that?
As what?
Like normal human beings, yeah, who make mistakes?
Yeah.
Really?
I've never thought more about them being godlike or being extra special.
You as well, Katlego.
Only at a later stage, I've figured they're normal human beings that make mistakes and they've had their own journey and path of life. At a very later stage, at a very later stage in my life, though. Maybe a year after I got married or just before I got married.
Because I was going to say, for me, it took me a long time to realize that, okay, these people are like me. Like, they make mistakes, they bounce back from them. But before that, I was like, wow! Like, you guys are big, big people that have the answers to everything. When
Anazo? Nope. Maybe I've never thought that deep into it.
I mean, I definitely don't want to speak on your... Hold on.
Experiences.
Yeah, your experiences, and I feel like, yeah, like, your personal perspectives have fostered that opinion.
my experiences with them are different from yours.
I guess so, because I can't compute the fact that we have had the same parents, but like I thought of them differently than that. All your life you thought, these I'm trying not to use cuss
maybe
words.
It's because I didn't think too much into it. I've never sat down and looked at them and said, wow, what you're doing is very godlike. Wow,
mm-hmm.
What you're doing, normal people don't know.
But would you say that
just
maybe that... Would you say that maybe that would... Like, maybe in your life in the past, have you been critical in even your decisions and your experience and been like, oh shit, I'm just a person?
What? Am I supposed to relate this to my parents' relationship?
No, not entirely. I just mean that, like, I don't know, I feel like maybe the reason why I had that transition and thought about them differently is maybe because I'm so critical of myself.
Oh no, I'm not. Personally, I don't like sitting on thoughts. I don't like to overthink anything. I don't like to overanalyze anything.
Yeah, with Nanzo, Glamero, that's one thing that like she said, she'd never be able to pick that, like what you're asking, because she's one person who stands for the fact that we're only human, you make your mistakes like anybody else, but you don't go back and beat yourself up over all your life. You keep it moving. So that self-critic or self-analysis or self-evaluation, that's so deep introspection. She really doesn't delve into it that deep. So it's like what I was saying earlier, I don't know what I was talking about, and like it's different when I'd ask for advice from her, but I sometimes know what she's going to say because I already know her personality. So I kind of know her views in a lot of situation, that in this situation she'd probably say. So sometimes I'd want to go in here at somebody else's opinion.
Somebody who's
deeper in terms of analytics. I think you are, when Alice said, you think deep about quite a too, even too much, overthink, yeah.
But
the problem is maybe that overthinking, the difference between you and I is that with the overthinking, I can overthink and then I blabber about it to Nanzo over and over again. You overthink and then you keep,
and
it,
then
to
keep
yourself,
it to yourself. Yeah.
So it ends up giving you all of that anxiety and
stress
and all that nonsense. So because I let it out, yeah. But, because we were talking about our parents,
them being godlike.
I've never thought of my parents as them being godlike. Never. No. Mm-mm. Sometimes I even thought that they were just hustling through life and then they didn't even know what they're doing themselves. I kind of figured they didn't know what they were doing themselves. Maybe in high school, I was kind of clueless at a lot of their decisions, and you know, but and then I kind of figured that they're just figuring it out just now,
yeah,
and quite settled in terms of where they're going right now. There's so many times that they had so much uncertainties, and maybe because I'm the oldest, I knew them. They were expressed to me. They were verbally expressed in my presence, so I knew that there was a lot of confusion. So please, I will never see my parents as godly or what. Please, I know it all, so I know the truth. So yeah.
But I think also that speaks to, like you said, you are the oldest, so obviously you've seen them through their transitions.
Yeah.
But for me, I came last, so.
I was sort of a dream,
so to speak. I experienced quote unquote the best version of themselves. Basenaho, Kobona, 1, 2. You know they had multiple experiences before me, you know, before I came along, so it makes sense why we are now different people as well.
Yeah,
and that's crazy to like see that we can have the same parents but have 3 different experiences, or maybe 2, because you guys are older,
because we all perceive them differently. I see them in a different way, Nanzo sees them in a different way, and you see them in a different way that has had to transition, or you know,
grows for them.
I don't know if they understand that the reason why in fact, not just our parents, every parent. I wonder if every parent understands that they have, the reason why their children are different and have different personalities is because different generations and different spaces and phases of their lives. When a certain child was born, they were going through this. And then the second one came, the third one, fourth, fifth one, all different phases of themselves. Because with every child rebirths, or I don't know what you call, they become born again differently. So I don't think they understand. You know, also our parents are very cultural. They're very Setswana, very traditional.
Old.
They're so old school and they're deep. And no matter how much they try and evolve or how much they try to show that they are new and vibrant and try to keep up with the times, but showing
they still go back to their roots.
They still are their roots.
True story. But even after everything that we've mentioned, I'm sure, like, some things that we go through are kind of the same, you know, like they say history repeats itself. What particular moment for you can you pinpoint where you feel like, this might feel like a deep personal question, so you can be as vague as possible, but like, how do you feel like you've let down your parents in the past?
I don't think I've let down my parents on any single day.
Go
because
off.
Everything that I've been through was because of how I was brought up. Quite a lot of things, even now in my adult life, in my marriage life, everything still goes back to the roots of how I was brought up. Or the foundation of my life, the roots. No matter how much I try to evolve, or no matter how much I try to not be stuck in, or not blame the black
circumstances
or how you're raised, for, you know, just because, let's say, for example, I'm just giving an example. I'm not saying that I was not raised of a love environment, or there was love in my environment, but say a child who was not raised with love, and then they grow up and then they do is not love, because they were not. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. But I don't think I've let my parents down in any way. Everything that I've ever done was a reflection of what they did, or what they were trying to do, or where they went wrong or right. And I don't think everything that I've ever done in my life was wrong or intended to be wrong. I don't think, if they have, maybe they could tell me a different story of how I've let them down. My grades, was probably because I didn't have certain things in school. Maybe I phone like other children, but generally, nothing.
What about you, Nanza?
I forgot what the question was.
Sorry.
You too.
It was, how do you feel like you've let your parents down in the past?
I think because they're educationalist.
So you feel you've let them down, how?
I think I'm getting there.
Let her answer.
After the one time, which was my field
it's
master's,
personal
that
to
one
you.
Time.
Yeah.
That was the only time I thought I let them down. Then I made up for it 2 years later. So that's
period.
All one time.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the one time. Because I didn't even tell them I failed.
Yeah.
I think my dad found out in an exam committee. I mean, if I knew he was part of the exam committee, I would have told him.
Yeah.
But
guys, if you're talking about let down in that way, then I let my parents down in so many ways.
Hey, I could have had to the one time.
The one time.
Now that was my only time.
Nothing.
All right. No, but I feel you, Nanzo, on that regard, because I think because our parents are like, education is the window to success, blah blah blah. Even for me, like, I've spoken about this before in the past, but like, taking a break from school to focus on my mental health was a big thing for me. I was like, damn it!
They don't know what mental health is.
Yeah! First of all, they don't know what mental health is, and then on top of that, they are big, big educationalists. They're like, yo, you're gonna get your master's, and then your PhD, and then you're gonna go into blah, 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 blah. Yo, so that was a big thing for me, and I appreciate having you guys on, because I feel like you have put that more into perspective, because explaining that in the past was difficult for me to do. But yeah, aside from like the negatives, what positive things do you feel like you've learned from not just your parents but your family?
Have a good time.
Facts.
They try. They try.
Try what?
Everything. Everything.
Make an effort.
Yeah, they try. If you tell them we're supposed to love each other, they try to love each other. If you tell them we're supposed to support each other, they try to support each other. If you tell them we're supposed to walk me to school, they try, because they walk me maybe twice and then they leave. They try. If there's anything that I've learned from my family, is they try. I won't say they do it wholeheartedly. They feel they're passionate about what they know. They try. That's it.
Yeah, I didn't have a good time.
But I think that trying thing speaks to our, I guess you could say, resilience. Because for one, our parents, like you said, are educationalists. So if you can fight and push to get a 4-year degree, 2-year master's, 5 years PhD, then you will make an effort to make someone else happy. You know, work towards someone else's happiness. And I co-sign Nanzo's thing about having a good time, because one thing about our family, we know how to have a good time. Yeah, no.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything is a celebration. You got a C instead of a D. Yay!
Yeah.
You deserve a drink.
But doesn't that also, I guess, kind of, for lack of a better explanation or word, cancel out the fact that like when we fail educationally, then it's not that much of a big deal, because if you get a C instead of a D, it's
a
celebration.
Then on next time you're gonna get a B because you're expecting something bigger. You always aim for higher because you want a bigger reward.
But also we need to explain that our parents are like, have been educators in the past, like teachers, so they know how, they still are, they know how to get the best from someone from someone who they feel like is lacking. They're like, you got a D, woohoo, let's get a C, woohoo. But also it's never enough.
Even if you get 98, they ask you, what about the 2%?
They're like, okay, we'll see next time.
Next time, maybe you'll get 100%.
No, that's kind of a big deal. Okay, I want to ask, we spoke about how a lot of our experiences are different based on how we personally experienced our parents, and maybe the way that Katlego spoke about the way that we make decisions now has been built based on how they treated us. So I want to ask you guys, how much of your life decisions or the way that you make decisions now do you feel like is inherent, like, it's been taught, and how much do you feel like you have like switched your psyche and like learnt along the way? Does that make sense? Like, how much do you feel like, okay, I learned from mama and papa that I should do ... and how much do you feel like, ish, but mama and papa taught me this, but this makes more sense?
It's quite a lot, hey. It's quite a lot, because these people are your parents. They kind of raised you. You've learned quite a lot of things, and then along the way as you grow up, you try to unlearn certain things that you feel like, okay, this I don't think would work for me, much as I was raised and grounded on certain this. But there's a lot that we learn from 90% of who we are today. It's them. And then 10% is certain things that we pick to say, but I'm choosing this path. Society or the current generation is going to lead me to walk this path, or situations of the current pandemic. I cannot be the same person that my parents raised me to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fully agree. And then another thing that I forgot to mention is, like, how much do you think is, like, not taught from birth by your parents, but is ingrained in you? Because, like, it was both, well, not both, but, like, all separate individuals. We all have a different genetic build-up. How much of that do you think plays a role?
Most of it, like she said, they led us to a certain mindset. Then as you explore society, as you grow older, you experience different things. That's when you unlearn those habits, you unlearn those cultures.
And then you step into your own.
You step into your own, you become your own person. You start making your own decisions without them having to influence them. Most of it.
Yeah.
Most of your build-up is them.
I feel that. And then also, I don't want to pose this as a question because I feel like it's more to do with my personal inquisitions. But like after that whole stepping into your own thing and like you deciding to do you and do whatever you want and you're not compromising anyone's opinions, how have you I know I was saying I'm going to speak on my experience, but like, okay, in the past I feel like, and even now I'm not gonna lie, every single day moving forward I feel like it's difficult for me to step into my own, and that's because of like societal pressure is one thing, because of like outsiders, but hey, you know, and also like cultural narratives, like, oh, but you're a Christian, oh, but you pray to God, oh, but you blah blah blah, oh, but you're a girl. Like, it's difficult for me to like become my own person because I carry a lot of outside judgment. And of course, yeah, that speaks to me. It's like, Alicity, how can you not be your own person? That speaks to your inability to be unapologetically yourself, you know? And I think because you guys have lived life longer than me and you've experienced other people who are unapologetically themselves, how do you feel like life influences you to be fully yourself? Because I struggle, I'm not gonna lie.
Life influences you to be yourself.
I don't
life
know.
Life forces you to be yourself.
Really?
It somehow molds you into that. The different experiences, your different learnings through those experiences.
If you can't find yourself through life, then you won't find peace. You won't sleep at night. The best way to sleep at night is to be yourself in the best possible way ever. So I agree with Nanzo when she says life forces you to be yourself. If at any point life doesn't force you to be, then you must
you're
be the hardest nut
right.
of life. I don't know. You must be. You are.
Right.
You are a hard nut, and you must be. Also, you must be living on cocaine. Something that takes you out of the reality of your life. Something that doesn't show you the reality of your life. Because every now and then, no matter how crazy your life gets hectic,
you sit down.
The reality knocks on your head.
You
no
sit
matter
down
what.
And,
So life does force you to be yourself and.
I fully agree with you because I also think that like who else can you be but yourself? Also, if you're not yourself, you're kind of like enabling the people around you to experience you. You know what I mean?
Enabling or disabling?
Disabling.
Disabling.
I have nothing else to say, and also I don't have a sounding board to back me up because everyone is on their phone right now, So I'm gonna end this.
Yeah. Take 10 minutes. Now
no,
I said 40.
I said 30. Hold on,
no,
oh
the last piece.
I said 30 to 40
the
minutes.
Last piece. Mm, the last piece.
The last piece.
Well, we must do a last piece.
No, I said the last.
Last piece,
right? It's complete.
And this is the end.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, but to wrap it up, who, what woman do you feel like has inspired you?
Woman
growing up right now, who has inspired you?
Hush, there are so many because
one.
Everyone represent
a different
part,
version of
time
yourself.
And version of yourself.
Period.
There's some that would represent love, some would represent career, some would represent hustle.
For me right now, it's Jennifer Lopez.
Jenny from the Black.
For me right now, it's my cards. I feel like she's living her life. And Zora Wabantu, they're so real to themselves.
That's
J-Lo.
Those
period.
Are yeah, I don't
want
to lie. I
J-Lo
really wish
I was
Zora
Wabantu.
She's
like
choosing love.
Ago,
really,
she's going back.
She's
yeah,
choosing happiness.
They're really real with themselves.
Mm.
So those are
she'll
my girls.
Very,
yeah.
Very honest.
I don't want to lie. Please
not
don't Makazi. Tag me. And don't
Makazi, your ring, Mjolo Wanyisa.
She's not lying. She went out there and told the people, y'all are quiet
no,
about this
yeah,
and hiding it,
I
but y'all are dying.
That.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
And now all of a sudden everybody is making it, this is a tagline and they're telling, hey, Mjolo like, push
it.
Oh, really? So
it
you're being quiet about
though.
Only now since
yeah,
the song came out.
Us.
Oh, okay. And also because, yeah, also because Zoda also, Wabantu, she's free. Isn't
yeah,
it?
She, did you watch the video, Hana Lili,
last season?
Yeah.
And she was saying, yeah.
It's not a secret.
It's not a secret.
I was a prostitute.
It made me money.
Yeah.
I also feel like that's what Cardi B is doing. Just because she's speaking Sikhoa, you know, speaking English, it's like, oh, okay, period, stripper.
Yeah.
But I want to say that the woman that inspires me is me. And that's all, period.
Not yet.
The woman who inspires me is the woman that I am becoming. But also, like,
you
I can't
really
even deny that because that's my wallpaper.
You are becoming because you evolved with seasons.
Yeah, the woman that I am evolving into is inspiring me. Like, she likes things.
Into.
She likes.
No, you can't set that.
She likes. That
you
I envision myself to be. Yeah, the woman that I envision myself to be, and I feel like I am like stepping into.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's been real.
The mic keeps falling. It's been realer than real, and I appreciate having you.
I need to run in the morning.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, this is the end, guys. I genuinely appreciate Tlamelo, aka Nanzo. As well as Katlaho, aka Fiona, aka Loketo, aka whatever.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being on the pod.
Okay.
I hope we get to see you again.
Bye.
I love you guys today, tomorrow, and forever. And yeah, bye!